to Representative McGowan still has a question, and since Patty's still here, I'd like to stick with her while we have her. Representative McGowan.
It's not a question. It's more an observation. As I reviewed this, what stood out to me is the crux of this is if, in fact, there is going to be a change in the volume or type of waste brought in. So what is the trigger for that? I mean, who decides what is a significant change in volume or type of waste? That seems to me to be reasonable. That, you know, if in fact, you know, we have designed running a landfill with a certain assumption about the volume and the type of waste that's going to come, and there's going to be a change, then that clearly is a point. It just, as I read the amendment, it still left me with the question of, is the person running, the company running the landfill expected to say, whoops, we now think this is a substantial change in volume or type? Or does the DEP stand there and watch things coming in and say, whoops, we think this is? So, but that seemed to be the crux of the question about this bill is, you know, is that an important function, which I assume it is, don't we have limited space? And then what substantiates a significant change or a remarkable change?
Much of this line, what shaded yellow language is already current law, and the determination of whether there's been a material change in the underlying facts or circumstances on which a public benefit determination had been rendered is left to the department's determination. And so I think in my mind, when I see words such as a material change, that indicates to me a substantial change in those underlying facts and circumstances, such as perhaps you have gone through a public benefit determination. Your public benefit determination is for a certain type of waste stream, and then out of the blue, there is an application for a different type or a larger amount or a greater volume of a solid waste that you might only have a very small license for. I think that's a material change in facts and circumstances, especially if it begs the question of how it fits into our hierarchy, how it fits into our local, regional, as well as state needs, and all of the other criteria that are factored into a public benefit determination.
So if I could follow up, so does that mean it is the contractor's job to say, oops, this looks like something significant?
To the extent that that owner or operator, primarily the operator of a landfill, if they are not licensed for that waste, would have to come to the department to seek a license, that would be the triggering mechanism if it's in regards to seeking a license. If it is in regards to changing the ownership or the company that's actually operating that landfill, again, that would also be, there are triggering mechanisms that would also alert the department to those particular changes as well.
Thank you. When Senator Kaine presented the bill, she prefaced her presentation saying that there would be an amendment from the DEP and that she was comfortable with that, that you had worked or she had reviewed that or worked with you in that. She also mentioned in her testimony that because this is an emergency bill, it would impact pending applications. Is that not true? I can't remember.
In my testimony, in my amendment, specifically removes that retroactivity clause because we do not think that that is a fair way to proceed. And so I am looking forward to, if this amendment were passed, it would be as of the effective date of the amendment.
Representative Campbell.
Hi, thank you. I'm trying to understand the present situation. You mentioned something earlier about how, due to the Merck closure, is this, and then we're talking about use and volume, or materials and volume. The materials from Merck, were they going in or not, and is not the same material from PERC already acceptable? Is there a change there, or what's the situation up there that's that's creating the urgency?
What's creating the urgency is that I think that we want to make sure that that landfill capacity that is owned by the citizens of the state of Maine is protected, if you will, through our policies, that it is going to be used for the most critical of our waste needs, and that I want to make sure that whoever is at the department in the future has that ability to make sure that those landfills are protected. So that, in my mind, is what the urgency is in regards to this. I also think there's an urgency in regards to that we now own two landfills in the state of Maine, and I want to make sure that we don't lose an opportunity to create a policy that makes sure that we recognize that landfill capacity is an important commodity for the state of Maine, and that we don't necessarily lose sight of that.
Well, I think we all agree to that, but I guess I'm just, I see this as a bigger picture than this bill, and if we could work that into the big concept that we just talked about, why would we go forward with this and what appears to be a little bit piecemeal?
Well, I guess, Representative Campbell, I would simply ask that perhaps you have an opportunity to pass this and do so in 2013 and rather not wait for 2014, which is when a big bill probably would be up for further deliberations before the legislature. So I think it's probably asking you not to wait another 12 or 15 months in order to make sure that we have these types of policies in place.
Back to my
I don't have the actual licenses for either of those two facilities in front of me in regards to the specific waste streams that's allowed and licensed at each. I apologize.
No, that's fine. I just, but isn't the MRC that we're not disposing of now and the PERC that we are the same product, or is there a difference there?
There may be, and again, I don't have those specifics in front of me right now.
Yes, Representative Welsh.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't. I think it helps to do this small piece of it, knowing we're going to be doing a larger piece, because this is specific and it's in front of us now. And I do know Casella has some concerns that we not broaden this to all the solid waste facilities. But then when we started thinking about, as you described, what does that mean for municipalities and for some of the smaller landfills? That's a more complicated question that we do need to talk about. So I feel comfortable knowing we could do this now, but also we'll get and put on the list of things to figure out is how we do a public determination benefit, public benefit determination for the larger facilities in the state too. So I think we can do something now that is on the smaller part, but knowing there's big picture items that we need to work on for the future. And as the commissioner described, this could help us with some things that are right in front of us now.